Joining me in KRDO's Afternoon News Studio, Board of County Commissioners Chair, Mr. Mark Waller. Mark, we've missed you for the last couple of months, but it's because you've been busy.
Boy, I've been traveling a lot, Ted. It's been kind of crazy out there, but, you know, good stuff, so it's nice.
Yeah, all in the interest of everything from family to the county. In fact, you were in Santiago not long ago?
Yeah, in Santiago, Chile, for an America's Competitiveness Exchange program. They're going to be coming to Colorado here in about 6 months or so, coming in May of 2020. And so I was there to take the handoff from the Chilean folks to bring it to Colorado Springs. Looking really forward to that. It's going to be an exciting program here.
Absolutely. And, you know, I noted when you arrived and we were talking a little bit, the county commission has been a little on the quiet side, and there's a reason for that right now.
It's budget time.
The B word.
Yes, the dreaded B word. You know, every year we have to set, you know, we're required, mandated by Colorado Constitution to have a balanced budget every year. You know, any governmental entity is. And so we have to go through, make hard decisions, and determine where we're going to spend our dollars. You know, we have about a $400 million budget in El Paso County, but we got to spend that across several agencies that include 2,850 people. So, you know, this year, some of the stuff to look out for. And by the way, if you want to have input on the budget at all, go to elpasoco.com. That's elpasoco.com. Fill out one of the surveys to let us know how you want us to spend your money. Certainly, I think one of the biggest areas that we hear constantly is, you know, folks would like to see us put more money into transportation. We're working really hard to do that, put some more dollars into that area. But we've kind of experienced a bit of a unique circumstance this year with the budget. So we have about $10 million in unfunded mandates that we got from state government this year, which means that they told us we have to do things that cost $10 million, but they didn't give us the money to pay for them. And so we have to kind of figure out how to pay for those things ongoing out of our existing budget. And we also had, you know, record growth this year, which is a great thing, but it put us in a circumstance where we got to our Tabor limit this year. In fact, we had about $4 million over our Tabor cap this year. We could have gone to the voters and asked them, hey, do you want us to keep that money and spend it on government, or would you like us to refund those dollars to you? We decided not to do that this year and decided just to say, you know what, I think our citizens have seen enough. They've seen increases in their property taxes and increases other ways. We're going to refund that money to the voters this year. One of the other reasons we wanted to refund that money to the voters this year had to do with Proposition CC, a state initiative. We didn't want to cause any confusion on the ballot that way.
Okay, let's break CC down because it is a behemoth. And it can have it can be very impactful either way, pass or fail. It can be very impactful. So pluses and minuses, Mark.
Yeah, sure. So CC is a statewide ballot initiative. That means every registered Colorado voter is going to have the opportunity to vote on that. And it effectively says, listen, we're going to create a circumstance where we're not just going to keep your Tabor refund this year, but we're going to put it into statute that we don't have to ask anymore. If there's a Tabor overage, we don't have to come to the voters and ask them to be able to keep that Tabor refund year over year over year. I think that's bad policy for the people of the state of Colorado. You know, I've learned in my time in government, if you go to the citizens and ask them to retain overages, if they believe in what you're doing, they'll give you the money. And if they don't, they won't. And I think that's the right thing to do. I don't think that we should sign a blank check, which is, I think, what CC does, and say, you know what, we're going to allow government to keep these overages from now till the rest of the time without asking voters to be able to do that. So I'm certainly opposed to CC. I didn't want to have something on the ballot that, you know, made it look like we might be supportive of it in some way. And my colleagues, I can speak for all five of us on the Board of County Commissioners, we're all unified in our opposition to CC.
Wow. Okay. And the most negative and most obvious impact you are saying here is that it takes away from our ability as taxpayers to have input into whether an overage above Tabor is kept or not.
Right. I mean, that's exactly it. That's exactly what it does. There's a Tabor overage this year. It allows them to keep those dollars, but then it says if there's an overage next year or any other year coming forward in perpetuity, We get to keep that, and we don't have to ask you to keep that, and we get to spend it in any way we want to. I think the other problem with CC is this. There's a Tabor overage this year, and they've said, listen, we're committed to putting a third of the money towards higher education, a third of the money towards K through 12, and a third of the money towards transportation. But there are no guardrails around that at all. This legislature can't bind a future legislature. So if a future legislature says, you know what, I want to put 100% of it towards K through 12, they could do that. There just isn't enough around it to put restrictions on it that I think the citizens can have assurances that their money's going to be spent the way they want it to be spent. And this would be a partial debrucing, a little debrucing, yeah, I would say. Yeah. You know, complete debrucing would be getting rid of Tabor altogether. The one thing that it does retain is the ability of people to vote on tax increases, but it completely gets rid of that. You know, once government grows over the Tabor cap, it completely gets rid of citizen input on what to do with that money, and I think that's wrong.
Got it. Okay. That makes it crystal clear. Mark, you are very appreciated. We're looking forward to your visit next month. Something breaks loose, and between now and then, I'm sure you and Ryan will reach out. And we'll have more conversations between now and then.
Absolutely. You know, if you haven't got your ballot in, get it in. You
can
still drop it off at any one of the VSCBs across Colorado Springs and El Paso County.
So get your ballots in. It's great to see you. We appreciate you very much. Thanks for all the hard work you do on the behalf of the citizens in El Paso County. Mark Waller, Chair of the Board of County Commissioners for El Paso County.
Thank you so much for having me.